Chapter 106, How to Find a Good Financial Advisor, Part 2. Three letters you want to look for. Pop quiz. Quick, which of the following is not a real financial designation? Life Underwriter Training Council Fellow, Chartered Mutual Fund Counselor, Certified Senior Consultant, Certified Fund Specialist. The result? Yeah, you may have guessed, but they're all real. And trust me, I use the term real very generously. So what does this mean? It means that there are a whole lot of quote-unquote professional designations available to financial advisors to make them sound like they know what they're talking about, but there are really only a handful with any real meaning. And this brings me to criteria 3, hire a certified financial planner practitioner. This message brought to you by the Certified Financial Planner Organization. No, not really, but this is a great way to narrow your search. A financial planner who has their CFP designation has earned it by passing a comprehensive exam, completing a series of courses, agreeing to a code of ethics, and having 3 years' worth of professional experience in financial planning. I'm sure I'll take heat from the Personal Retirement Planning Specialist Group. Yes, this is yet another designation. But the CFP mark is arguably the most recognized comprehensive financial planning designation available. Are there other designations? Yes, literally hundreds of them. Some are good, and some, as you've heard, are bordering on the ridiculous. At a minimum, your financial planner should have the CFP. Are there bad financial advisors with the CFP? Yes. Are there good financial advisors without the CFP? Yes. But as a rule of thumb, get yourself a CFP. And here's a bit of a bonus for you. The CFP represents the minimum. It's like thinking you're qualified to race the Indy 500 because you have a driver's license. It's a great starting point, but with your financial life on the line, don't settle for just the minimum. Look for your advisor to have advanced designations or degrees, including a JD, which is a law degree, CPA or EA, which is tax, a CFA or CIMA, which is in portfolio design and investment analysis, a master's degree in tax, financial planning, economics, or finance, or an MBA with an emphasis in finance or investments, or possibly even a PFS CPWA, which is in financial planning. These are all great designations or degrees to have. Okay, got it? At a minimum, make sure that if you're looking for a comprehensive financial advisor, that he or she has a CFP designation. Excellent. Find an advisor with a CFP. Done? Almost. In the next lesson, we'll go over 4 more key things you need to know to get the best advisor for you.